This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States on Friday to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. Ryan Chang reports.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
The top American military officer says North Korea may be able to boost Russia's supply of artillery munitions for the war in Ukraine, but Army General Mark Milley says that's not likely to make a big difference. He made the comments as he arrived in Norway for NATO meetings that began Saturday. Milley said the recent meeting in Russia between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin will probably lead to North Korea to provide Soviet-era 152-millimeter artillery rounds to Moscow. Milley said that while he doesn't want to play down the weapons assistance too much, quote, "I doubt that it would be decisive." Two cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine on Saturday. Ukrainian port authorities said the first ships to use a temporary corridor to sail into Black Sea ports and load grain for African and Asian markets. Five vessels have so far left the port of Odessa using the corridor, which hugs the western Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's top prosecutor says he has opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in a coastal city. Rescue teams were still searching for bodies in Derna on Saturday, nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Heavy rains caused by Mediterranean Storm Daniel caused deadly flooding across eastern Libya. The floods overwhelmed two dams, sending a wall of water several meters high through the centers of Derna, destroying entire neighborhoods and sweeping people out to sea. The Libyan Red Crescent says more than 10,000 people are still missing. Searchers are digging through drifts of mud and hollowed-out buildings, looking for bodies and possible survivors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Brazilian authorities say a small passenger plane has crashed in the Amazon rainforest, killing all 14 people on board. The Amazonas state governor says on social media that the plane went down Saturday with two crew members and 12 passengers. Local media say the PTSOG aircraft had taken off from the state capital of Manaus and crashed while trying to land in heavy rain at the town of Barcelos. The reports say the passengers were tourists on their way to fish. The Brazilian Air Force said it has sent a team from Manaus to collect information and preserve any evidence that could be used for the investigation into the crash. Beer flows and joyful crowds are descending on Munich for the start of Germany's Oktoberfest. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Excited revelers dressed in traditional lederhosen rushed through the gates of the yearly festival, eager to get a good seat in the beer tent. With the traditional cry of "Osapst is," or "It's tapped," Mayor Dieter Reiter inserted the tap in the first keg at noon, officially opening the 18-day festivities. He told the AP, "The weather is beautiful, a lot of happy people here, and the mayor has tapped with two strokes. Now nothing can go wrong." The Oktoberfest has typically drawn about 6 million visitors every year. I'm Karen Chamas.
An aircraft of an Italian acrobatic air team has crashed during a practice run in the northern Turin province. Italian media reported that a child on the ground was killed after the crash on Saturday. Italian news agency ANSA said that the plane or parts of the plane struck a car carrying a family. ANSA reported that a 5-year-old girl was killed and a 9-year-old and the parents were being treated for burns. The pilot ejected and also reportedly suffered burns. Video of the crash shows 9 aircraft in two tight V formations before one of the aircraft drops below the others and crashes. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.